WSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Day one of a government shutdown with the blame flying in both directions. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The simple truth is Democrats in Congress have dragged our country into another reckless shutdown to satisfy their far-left base. That is the truth. Whether or not the government remains open or reopens is entirely up to them.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer points that arrow of blame in the opposite direction.
Today's October 1st, the first full day of Donald Trump's government shutdown. Donald Trump and Republicans have barreled us into a shutdown because they refuse to protect Americans' health care.
House Speaker Johnson said he's praying that Democrats will come to their senses. A judge denies an appointment to another federal prosecutor nominated by President Trump.
U.S. District Judge David Campbell has disqualified Sigal Chadha from supervising four criminal prosecutions in Nevada. Campbell ruled she is not validly serving as the state's top federal prosecutor. The ruling sides with defense lawyers who argued that Chadha's authority expired in July and now she is serving unlawfully. A judge reached the same conclusion in August about the acting U.S. attorney in New Jersey. I'm Mike Hempen.
A massive brick chimney running 20 stories up the side of a New York City apartment building collapsed after an explosion that sent tons of debris plummeting to the ground. Mayor Eric Adams.
This resulted in a partial building's collapse. We are extremely fortunate. At this time, we have no loss of life or no injuries.
Officials say they were notified of an explosion in the Bronx just after 8 a.m. this morning. Investors seem to be shrugging off the fears of a government shutdown for the most part, with all the major indexes near the close in positive territory. The Dow right now up by just over 100 points. This is SRN News. A year after Hurricane Helene, and the Salvation Army remains on the ground offering help.
Last September, Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida as a Category 4 storm, causing widespread damage in several states. The Salvation Army was one of many groups that responded with food and relief supplies. Personnel with the Christian Church Ministry are still assisting affected residents. Over the past year, the Salvation Army has delivered nearly 500,000 meals, distributed thousands of hygiene kits, and made 44,000 emotional and spiritual care contacts. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told the UN that the United States will not support World Health Organization policies in a UN declaration that promotes abortion and radical gender ideology. Kennedy says the declaration, quote, exceeds the UN's proper role while ignoring the most pressing health issues. This is SRN News. Jane Goodall, the famed primatologist, anthropologist, and conservationist, has passed away. According to the institute she founded, she was 91 years old. It was back in 2014 she spoke with the Associated Press about turning 80 years of age and said it was prodding her to work even harder.
The longer you live, the closer you come to the end, whenever that may be. So there's less and less and less time, and I just know that the message that I have is important and is changing lives and inspiring young people to pick up and take over and change the world for their own future.
Goodall died of natural causes while in California's speaking tour of the United States. Unionized oil workers in Nigeria have suspended their strike at the country's key supply locations. Nigeria is Africa's biggest oil producer and accounts for about 80% of the Nigerian economy, the biggest in Africa. More details at SRNnews.com.